Johnny, could you take us through, because there have been stories or things said that you've had this since high school and things like that. Could you take us through the history of the elbow?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's just a little bit of elbow forearm soreness, just some tendonitis that I've had probably since my freshman and sophomore year at A&M. So it kind of comes and goes. Off season, you know, it's really not usually much of a problem. OTAs wasn't much of a problem. And then, you know, as we get into camp, you know, it's a little bit of a grind. We are throwing every day. But, you know, it kind of comes and goes. It comes with rest. And then as I get a little bit more rest, you know, it gets back to normal. So, you know, it just got to the point where, you know, it felt like we were throwing a lot. And then, you know, we're talking with Coach Pett and Joe. You know, they just wanted to shut me down for a little bit and give me a little bit of a break, which was nice.
How confident are you that once it dies down, it's not going to creep back up during the year?
I mean, throwing during the year is nothing like it is during camp. So, you know, I'm very confident that it's not going to creep back and there won't be any other problems. You know, I think it's just mixed with camp and the amount of days that we were going out. You know, I think that was the main focus of it. So, you know, I don't expect it to go away completely because this is kind of an injury that, you know, I'll feel a little bit of tightness. Your elbow will get sore just from being a quarterback and throwing. But, you know, that's not anything out of the ordinary.
What about the key issue of missing these valuable reps of preseason games 3 and 4?
Well, you know, I want to be out there. But, you know, I think, you know, like I said, I was trying to make the most of the reps that I did get. And I think, you know, the first two games went all right. And now it's just make sure you're getting ready and healthy for the season and, you know, playing whatever role I'm asked to play.
You feel like you could jump right in there and function at a starter quality level if it came to that?
You know, I think I'll be ready if that opportunity does present itself. So, you know, I've been taking a lot of mental reps, making sure that, you know, I'm really, really ingrained in everything we've been doing these past couple weeks. You know, last week was our, you know, full game plan for the week. So making sure we were really studying Tampa and trying to treat it like we would the Jets or any other week we're going to have during the season. And, you know, it all went really well. So, you know, making the most of the mental reps are part of being, you know, being the position I'm in too.
Mike, so by next week, you think you'll be able to throw to get ready for that Jets game?
Sure.
Mike Pettine has talked about how you've managed this situation since it, you know, as you said, first flared up at A&M. How do you manage it if you do get elevated on the depth chart as a starter where you're going to need to throw every day?
Yeah, I think going through that, you know, during the season is nothing like it is during camp. So, you know, there's still a count that we're going to have during the week that is not near as many throws as we're having out here, throwing RVAs, throwing all these different things. And with 90 guys on the team, I mean, we have 20 receivers, 15 receivers, however many we have. So, you know, it's always a lot more elevated during training camp than it is during the season. So I think, you know, it'll be a lot easier to manage throws and easier to manage the situation in its entirety.
Johnny, did you have a couple days where you kind of grinded through it and you probably shouldn't have?
You know, I don't know if that was the case. I know it kind of coming into the Tampa game, you know, taking a day off and then going into the game, you know, it felt like it was still a little more painful even after getting a little bit of a day off. So that was kind of the only thing there. But I think, you know, just doing what I need to do for the most part, taking care of it, you know, I'll be good.
Have you gone down to, like, James Andrews for a second opinion, or would you think about doing that, or have you ever done that?
We reached out to a lot of people definitely during this process to make sure that we were all handling everybody with the Browns. Joe Sheehan, you know, we asked a lot of second opinions. I think Dr. Andrews was one of those people that we reached out to and made sure that this was the route we wanted to go as far as giving it some rest and making sure we just got an MRI to make sure there wasn't, just to be cautious and make sure there wasn't anything serious, which there wasn't.
So has anybody suggested surgery?
No, this is an injury that, from everything that I've heard, no matter what the case, it wouldn't require that. So, you know, more than anything, it's just sore, just a little bit of overthrowing and making sure you're icing and doing what I need to do.
What about coaches mentioned the release? Do you think that is why you have the soreness?
You know, I've thrown, you know, like this since day one. So, you know, I can definitely tell when I do have my elbow like this, so it puts a little bit more stress on it. But, you know, going into the game, even whenever I rolled to the left and threw a 40, 50-yard pass to Darius, you know, that play didn't hurt as sometimes just stepping up in the pocket and throwing a regular ball. So it's kind of come and go.
I'm sorry. Setting aside the immediate situation, looking big picture career-wise, managing and dealing with this, are you confident that you can have the type of career you want while having to, you know, occasionally, you know, deal with this?
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, this organization has done a good job of, you know, hey, to give you a day off here, give you a day off there, and just making sure next time we'll know, you know, making sure we don't get to a point of where we do overthrow to where you have to take 4 or 5 days off or whatever the case is. So, you know, I'm really not concerned about it at all.
Did the medical reports, you know, coming out of A&M and, you know, while you were at the combine and everything, Was this something that teams were aware of and talked to you about at all?
Yeah, I think I went and got MRIs. Teams kind of poked on me and prodded on me while I was at the combine. But for the most part, to the best of my knowledge, it didn't raise any red flags. And, I don't think it necessarily hurt, where I was drafted and where I ended up. So, that would probably be more of a question for the Browns. But, I'm sure they and every other team did their history before using the first-round pick.
How frustrating that the momentum you were building kind of got hit pause button.
Yeah, it was tough. I wanted to be out there last week in bad. I would have got – half of the third quarter and then the whole fourth, and this is a really game where we probably get, a full start. So, that's frustrating. I wanted to be out there. I tried to, leave the option on the table. Hey, maybe I can come back and try and get ready for the Chicago game. I mean, coming off a short week and wanting to be ready for the regular season more than just the fourth preseason game. I think that was the big thing, to kind of just tone it down, to give it extra time, even maybe more than needed, just to get it back to the right spot.
Did this happen to you at all last year? Did you have this at all last year?
Yeah, probably just a little bit of soreness and just some forearm tightness. But, it's really something that I've dealt with every football season from the time I was a freshman at A&M.